get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
It's always a good idea to be sure you know who is hanging out on your property, especially if you got kids around. It's one thing if it's just you, I guess, and it's up to you to put your life, your trust in someone and your well-being in your own hands. But when there's other people relying on you, you got to be a little bit more careful, or a lot more careful, especially if you had kids. That's what a lot of people are looking at and looking towards the father of Audrey Cunningham right now, wondering why, how, what happened here that you let this guy, Mr. McDougal, known by several different names, onto your property to live there. And then eventually he takes the life of your 11-year-old daughter. Seems very, very preventable when you just look at the guy. Nazi symbols all over him, swastikas, Aryan race, all sorts of just very questionable. This man clearly has a very toxic way of thinking about him, or at least had for a good portion of his life. Not exactly the person you want to have hanging around your kids, even if they are trying to turn their life around. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Am I being too harsh, or was this incredibly preventable and there really needs to be some attention looked over here at Dad?
Yeah. It's another one of these absolutely tragic cases, because any person with common sense could have looked at this and said, this is not safe for a child. The guy is a violent career criminal. It's what were they thinking? What were they thinking? I read a statement from one of the parents that, well, it was part of our faith mm-hmm. belief system to forgive and let people make a new start. And it's like, oh my gosh, the naivete.
Let me read that to you, because I want you to kind of dissect that a little bit from a psychological standpoint. The families are devastated and grieving for what happened to our little ray of sunshine, Audrey. We're being attacked and criticized on social media platforms for showing compassion and mercy to this formerly incarcerated person. But our interactions with this person were a result of our faith, which teaches us to give our fellow man a second chance. Unfortunately, the system failed us due to a loophole in the sex offender registration system. Don Stephen McDougal had a history of disrespect for young female children. I got a lot of weird notes on this. It's like the terminology that's being used almost still kind of plays him down, but it did not show up when we checked the registry before allowing him to stay in an old camper in our backyard while he tried to start a new life. We've been aware of what we know now. This man would never have set foot in our property, much less been a part of our little girl's life. I find it odd the way that some of this is worded. Disrespect for young female. Like, he tried to rape a little girl. That got pulled down on the offenses, so he didn't have to register as an offender. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But formerly incarcerated. I don't know. What's your take on this? It still seems very disconnected from reality.
Very disconnected from reality. And if it's true that they had some agenda, some religious agenda, you know, something related to their faith, again, that can distort judgment.
Yeah.
And it you just take a look at the guy and say, this guy is bad news, would not want him around a child. Just the fact that he's a neo-Nazi, it's not a person you want around your kids.
Well, I mean, and that's another thing, too. I mean, it's very interesting how quick they are to jump on the faith train yeah. of, it's our faith that made us do this. Yeah, no. I don't think it was your, I think it was your ignorance that made you do this. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to go down that route and, you know, God gave you this and did that, he also gave you a brain. Mm-hmm. And if we'd like to go down that route, it'd be helpful if you used that, mm-hmm. You know. This just doesn't add up to me at all. It does make me wonder, and I am speculating here, was there something else at play here? Is there another reason why this guy's in the backyard in the camper other than just, you know, we want to be Jesus-y this week?
Yeah. It would be interesting to know the whole story of, you know, said father's friend. So what did they have in common? What did they talk about?
Yeah.
You know, what kind of friendship was this? It smells stinky.
This is beyond giving someone a second chance. Another thing that they do point out, immediately blaming the system, and the system certainly has flaws. But again, it's not the system that caused this to happen. It was bad parenting. Because there's also this little thing out here too, beyond the sex registry that you could check if you're going to put somebody in your backyard. It's called Google. And had you simply put his name in, you would have found a litany of arrest records and reports on the previous things that he's done. So this ignorance of, oh, we didn't know. You didn't do your homework is why you didn't know. So I just don't buy that for one second. It's just a lot of deflecting responsibility here. But let's talk about that loophole in the system. For what is the loophole that allowed him to not be on the registry, from what you understand?
This is another one of those weird things, because we always run into this. It differs from state to state. Mm-hmm. The plea that he took was for enticement of a child, mm-hmm. which is a very strange term for someone, as you say, who was clearly trying to sexually assault a child. Enticement of a child. States define it differently. And some states do require that if a person is convicted of enticement of a child, that they are registered as sex offenders for life. I looked up which states are what. California is one that's a lifelong sex offender. Texas does not. So it's another one of these gray areas that we can say that does not seem like a very good idea.
No, how and why, I guess, you know, was there that differential? And we probably don't know the answer to this, but at some point, somebody, when making these laws, had to say, okay, if you go this far with the child, and I hate these terms, but if you succeed in your sick, horrible mission of violating this kid, then clear, and you get caught, clearly you're on the registry. But if you attempt and you don't make it, or go all the way through with it, but you attempted, then you don't have to go on the registry.
It makes absolutely no sense.
It seems like it would be, I've said this before, but it seems, so it's almost like, oh, go try again if you failed the first time. Mm-hmm. It literally enables someone who's doing that to do that again, because it takes the warning sign off. That to me, I mean, it's baffling. Obviously some reform does need to be made there. But I mean, it's one of the cases, whenever I see a case, you look at it and you go, okay, how can this be prevented from happening again to someone else? Certainly the registry would be helpful, but some of this just comes down to parenting 101 at the end of the day, does it not?
Very true. Very, very true. Yeah. Cause you put inadequate parents together with predators, and you know, you have a bad outcome.
Yeah. And this is exactly what that recipe was. And this is exactly what happened. I do truly hope they take a much closer look here at this. I'm not trying to kick a family when they're down. I'm sure everyone's grieving. I hope that dad is just an ignorant person. I hope that is all this ends up being. I don't know. my spidey sense tells me there's more to it, but that's just my speculation. I hope they do take a due diligent look at it to find out.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video. Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam. A charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.